Can the treatments be worse than the disease? Take-home points. Some open-angle glaucoma suspects should be followed closely without treatment. You can always change treatments if one isn't right for you. Pills marked with a glaucoma caution can usually be used if the eye doctor checks them. Steroids are especially dangerous for glaucoma patients requiring monitoring pressure. Eye treatments that can be stopped. A primary rule of medicine is, first, do no harm. We must continuously be thinking about whether things that are recommended as treatments are, on balance, better than doing nothing. Resident doctors in training like to joke that Dr. Quigley takes as many patients off eye drops as he puts on them. By this, they mean that he often will try a unilateral stop trial, stopping the drops in one eye, just to see if they are really doing enough for the patient. You don't want to take things every day that aren't helping. In recent research into who actually benefits from glaucoma treatment, our colleague, Dr. Michael Boland, made the strong case that many persons over age 70 who are open-angle glaucoma suspects could be followed without eye drops and lose no significant vision during the rest of their lives. So it is not true, as patients sometimes tell me. Once I start the eye drops, I guess I'll always have to use them, right? No. You can try them, and if they're not right for you, you can stop under certain conditions. As mentioned above, we're expecting sustained delivery of glaucoma medications to occur in the near future to replace drops. General body treatments that can affect glaucoma. There are hundreds of pills for which the FDA statements about the drug include a glaucoma caution. That is, they say that it may be dangerous for those with glaucoma to take them. Among these are the many medications used for anxiety and psychological disorders, things like their serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the first of which was Prozac or fluoxetine. There were reported examples of angle closure glaucoma that happened in those taking this pill. The same could occur with all frequently used drugs that help with urinary incontinence and with some of the upper respiratory cold pills. For all of these, the risk is that the pupil might be dilated and angle closure might result. But for all those with open angles, these medications are perfectly fine. And they're fine for any angle closure person who has already had an iridotomy, C-section, acute angle closure crisis. So what should you and your medical doctor do when you want to use a medication but it has a glaucoma caution on the label? An example is Topamax or topiramate, a headache medicine that causes an unusual form of angle closure, not related to dilating the pupil. Call your ophthalmologist. In nearly every case, it will be fine to start the pill. The best approach is often to start it and have an eye exam in the next month to check on the potential bad effects. If you know you have open-angle glaucoma, you can take most medications that have a warning about glaucoma, but you need to be monitored if you start taking some form of them. Most worrisome for glaucoma patients are those at risk for glaucoma are medications that deliver corticosteroid, or steroids, to your body. We use steroids in ways to treat a huge number of disorders, including arthritis, asthma, sinus trouble, and in more serious general body disorders. Cortisone, or prednisone, in any formulation at full dosage can in fact cause eye troubles, but if they help your general condition, we can manage the effects. The eye issue closest to this discussion is an increase in eye pressure caused by steroids. This occurs in the more sensitive person, even from nasal sprays and inhalers that have steroids. It can possibly occur from injections into joints, pills, and particularly injections of steroids into the eye for various diseases will often increase eye pressure. The right answer is always to get the doctors talking to each other and watch things carefully. There are more and more suggestions that how we control the blood pressure of persons can be relevant to open-angle glaucoma. High blood pressure can kill you, so get it treated. But we run across persons taking 3 or even 4 pill types for hypertension. One has to wonder if this is the same issue as we find with glaucoma drugs. If you forget to take your pills when you saw the doctor, he or she might have added another one. If the same thing happened again, pretty soon you were being prescribed 3 or 4 of them. This happened to an older family relative. She was found in her bathroom in the middle of the night having fallen and hit her head on the sink. Turns out she was taking several pills for blood pressure and one for sleep, and had just refilled them after not having them all recently. Suddenly, a huge drop in the blood pressure happened from taking everything and the sleeping pill, and she wound up in the hospital. Our point is that we should be using the right amount of medicine and taking it regularly so that the doctor can tell how to give neither too much nor too little. It's worse for a glaucoma patient to have a low blood pressure than to have high blood pressure. Lesson 1. Take your pills. Lesson 2. Don't get put on 4 medications when one or two will do the job if only you are taking them properly.